Good morning, everyone. Welcome to those here in the sanctuary and to those who are joining us online at this time or later in the day or the week. Let us worship God. We sing hymn 55, which is based on Psalm 91, Safe in the Shadow of the Lord. The call to prayer comes from Psalm 107. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his love and for the marvelous things he has done. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds with joyful shouts. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are great and are worthy of all praise. As we gather in the shadow of your love and care, we rejoice that you hear and answer our prayers, and we draw strength from you, the one who has done marvellous things, and who is our fortress and our tower. Lord God, as we draw near to you on this Mothering Sunday, may our minds be enlightened by your truth, and our lives filled with gratitude for our mothers and all who have shown us love down through the years. Gracious God, confronted by your goodness to us, we confess there are times when we fail to express our thanks for all we have. We can turn a deaf ear to your teaching, and lured by the passing pleasures of this world, we regularly stray from the path you have set before us. Almighty God, forgive us our sins, and as we continue our journey through Lent, enable us to amend our ways, that trusting in you, we may dedicate not only our offering, but our very selves to the one who is glorious and rules over all. These things we humbly ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Later in the service, we'll be celebrating the sacrament of Holy Communion. Those who are joining us from your own home may wish to have some bread and wine or cordial ready in order that you can share in the sacrament. And all who love the Lord are welcome at his table. The Finance and Property Committee will meet at the church on Tuesday at 7. There'll be a Stirling Kirks Together lunch in Park Church Hall on Wednesday beginning at 12 noon. Come and enjoy a time of fellowship. You'll be very welcome there. The craft group will meet on Thursday at 7, and the Kirk session will meet in the parish halls a week on Tuesday at 7:30. There's no Lenten Bible study this coming Thursday, but the next and final one will be held in the church a week on Thursday. That will be the 21st of March at 7 p.m. Again, all welcome. Copies of the spring edition of the Parishioner are available in both vestibules of the church as are gift aid declaration forums. So if you're a visitor, then please do take a copy of the Parishioner from either vestibule. And the Parishioner can also be found in the archive section on the church website. So those who join us from elsewhere, if you wish to read the Parishioner, you'll find it on the website. At the close of the service today and on other Sundays, instead of singing the threefold Amen after the benediction, we will sing a doxology. And today's doxology is hymn 807, Praise God, From Whom All Blessings Flow. So I will give the benediction as normal, and then Tony will play a chord and the organ, and then we'll sing hymn 807, Praise God, a well-known doxology. Today is, of course, Mothering Sunday, or as some call it, Mother's Day. It is a day when we tend to think of our mothers, and those of us who still have our mum will perhaps give them a gift or a card. I read yesterday that one of the most popular gifts to give to your mother on Mothering Sunday is jewellery. So I hope my mum's not too disappointed. Another one is to give your mum breakfast in bed. Well, that would be a wee bit difficult for me. I would need to have gone on a 3.5-hour journey to do that. But the thought's there. Another popular gift is some scented candles. And of course, what most of us, I think, would give would be flowers or some sweets. Mothers are very special people, and often they make sacrifices on behalf of their children. I recall a story of a boy who was called Johnny. And Johnny was very musical, and he wanted to join a band that had been formed in his town. However, there was one problem. You had to buy your own instrument. Now, Johnny's dad did not live at home. It was only his mum, and he knew that she did not have much money. But he told her about the band, and he said no more. One day, they were in town, and they passed the music store, and Johnny stopped because he noticed in the window a trumpet. It wasn't brand new, it was second hand, but it was still quite dear. And his mum noticed him looking, and knowing deep down in her own heart that he really wanted to join that band, even though he hadn't said it, she went into the shop the next day, and she came to an agreement with the shop owner. She wouldn't buy the trumpet outright, but she would pay so much money every week. And in order to do that, she took on an additional job. Well, Johnny got the trumpet, he joined the band, and his love of music grew so much that when he left school, he went to college and he became a music teacher. Quite possibly, that would not have happened had it not been for the sacrifice made by his mum, a sacrifice born out of love. Shortly, we'll be thinking about Mary and the love that she had for her son, Jesus. It was a love that Jesus knew in his childhood and on into adulthood, and it was a love very much in evidence when Jesus was on the cross. And so we sing hymn 314, hymn 314, Child in the Manger.
Thank you. The first reading today is taken from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, and you'll find us on page 45 of the Pew Bible. So it's Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. A certain man, a descendant of Levi, married a Levite woman. She conceived and bore a son, and when she saw what a fine child he was, she kept him hidden for 3 months. Unable to conceal him any longer, she got a rush basket for him, made it watertight with pitch and tar, laid him in it, and placed it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. The child's sister stood some distance away to see what would happen to him. Pharaoh's daughter came to bathe in the river, while her ladies-in-waiting walked on the bank. She noticed the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to bring it. When she opened it, there was the baby. It was crying, and she moved with pity for it. "This must be one of the Hebrew children," she said. At this, the sister approached Pharaoh's daughter. "Shall I go and fetch you one of the Hebrew women to act as a wet nurse for the child?" When Pharaoh's daughter told her to do so, she went and called the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take the child, nurse him for me, and I shall pay you for it." She took the child and nursed him at her breast. Then, when she was old enough, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him and called him Moses, because, said she, "I drew him out of the water." And the second reading is taken from John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27, and you'll find this on page 98 of the Pew Bible. So that's John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Meanwhile, near the cross on which Jesus hung, his mother was standing with her sister, Mary, wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother with the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, Jesus said to her, "Mother, there is your son," and to the disciple, "There is your mother." And from that moment, the disciple took her into his home. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Thank you, Callum. We sing the 23rd Psalm to the tune Brother James's Heir, hymn 16, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want."
Thank you.
A young girl was watching her mum wash the dishes at the kitchen sink. As she did so, she noticed that her mother had several wisps of white hair sticking out in contrast to the rest of her brown hair. Inquisitively, she asked, "Why are some of your hairs white, mum?" Her mother answered, "Every time you do something wrong, one of my hairs turns white." The girl thought about what her mother said and then asked, "Mum, why is it that all of Granny's hairs are white?" Mothering Sunday, or Mother's Day as many call it, was originally a pagan festival, but following Constantine's conversion to Christianity, it became a Christian festival. As I thought about this special day that falls on the fourth Sunday in Lent, I found myself thinking about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Of course, within the Roman Catholic and other traditions, Mary is venerated and shown great devotion. That is not the case within our own tradition, but I think many of us would acknowledge that she is special, given she was chosen by God to give birth to the Saviour of the world. That was something that gave her great joy, but it was also something that caused her much pain. Joy and pain. I rather imagine that those who are mothers will readily identify with these two words. Children, regardless of their age, can be a source of great joy. They can cause their mothers to be happy and proud due to their achievements in life. But when things go wrong, a job is lost, or a child goes down a path that is not good, there can be pain, a pain that runs deep into one's very being. The beginning of the story of Moses is a story of sacrifice and redemption, themes that are to the forefront in the life of Jesus. Moses' mother had, in effect, to give her son up in order to protect him. What a sacrifice she made. And yet, through time, it led to redemption. Moses became a great leader whom God would one day use to lead the people of Israel out of captivity in Egypt and to freedom. Mary, the mother of Jesus, knew great joy. Watching him grow and work in the carpenter's yard must have made her proud. But even amidst the joy of that period, there were signs it would not always be so. You may recall the time when Mary and Joseph took the infant Jesus to the temple. And there they encountered old Simeon. And Simeon told Mary, "This child is destined to be rejected, and you will be pierced to the heart." What mother would want to hear such words? But my friends, Simeon knew who Jesus was. He knew that the infant was none other than the Christ, the long-awaited Messiah. And his words, well, they were words that remained with Mary throughout our Lord's formative years and on into adulthood. As we continue our journey through Lent, we know that soon we will arrive in Jerusalem, where Jesus was crucified. It was a most horrific and barbaric form of punishment. And yet, remarkably, while he was upon the cross, Jesus was able to speak on several occasions. On one occasion, he spoke to none other than Mary, his mother, and the disciple he loved. Jesus knew that Mary's heart was breaking. And thus, even at that hour when things were at their bleakest for him, he did not think of himself, but of his mother. And looking at her, can you picture him? Looking into her eyes, he said, "Mother, there is your son." And to the disciple he loved, he said, "There is your mother." Here we see the ordinary and the immediate in perfect harmony with the extraordinary and the eternal. Now, I've got to admit, I used to wonder why Jesus entrusted his mother to one of the disciples and not to his brothers and sisters, which would have been the natural thing to do. But then I read commentaries by those whose minds are far sharper than mine, and I concurred with those who suggested that Jesus was doing something very deliberate here. Unlike his siblings at that time, who did not believe he was who he claimed to be, Mary and John did believe. They knew he was the Son of God, the Saviour. And therefore, Jesus was creating something new, something that endures to this day. He was creating a new family, the family of faith, a family formed at the foot of the cross. And we're told that from that day, John took Mary into his home. Wasn't that wonderful? He offered her a welcome. He showed her hospitality. He comforted her, all of which would have given her support for the journey that life is, a journey that involves joy and pain, a journey in which the road can be smooth or rough, and a journey that leads not to the sunset, but the sunrise and the dawning of the perfect day. Mothering Sunday, a day to think of and give thanks for our mothers, but it is also a time to give thanks for Mother Church and for the family of faith to which we all belong, a family in which there is welcome and hospitality, comfort and support, and a family which, gathering at the table of the Lord is nourished for the journey that takes us, yes, to the cross and beyond to the empty tomb. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. This is the Lord's table. He invites all who love him to sit with him and to share in this joyful feast. Let us worship God. We sing the hymn 655, hymn 655, for your generous providing. We are here because Jesus has invited us. When he was on earth, he often enjoyed meals with his friends. On the night before he died, when darkness was beginning to fall, he sat with his disciples in an upper room in Jerusalem. At what became known as the Last Supper, Jesus broke bread and took wine, and he told his disciples to remember him by following his example. Today, we are his disciples, and we are glad to do as he has asked. As the Lord Jesus took bread, I take this bread and wine to be set apart from all common uses to this holy use and mystery. And as he gave thanks and blessed, let us also give our thanks and praise. Let us pray. Loving God, you made this world marvelous for us to enjoy. You gave Jesus to be our friend and to lead us to you. You sent your Holy Spirit to bind us together and make us one family in Christ. For these gifts of your love, we thank you, and with all your people, we offer you our worship. Lord Jesus, bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, we remember before you the world and all who live in it. Guide the leaders of the nations and all who strive for justice and peace. Look in mercy on those who are powerless. Shelter those who are homeless, and enable us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Almighty God, we pray this day for those who are in need, for the lonely and the anxious, for the sick, for those having surgery today and in the days to come, wishing for them a good and full recovery. And we remember too, as we gather at your table, those who mourn the passing of one they loved. Comfort them with your presence. Sustain them through your promises and grant to them your peace. Gracious God, on this Mothering Sunday, when we give thanks for mothers everywhere, we also give thanks for Mother Church and for the fellowship we share with all who love and serve you. Increase our witness, and may we truly be a people who are welcoming, comforting and supportive, and who look with faith for the dawning of the perfect day. And now, O God, remembering the passion of our Lord and his sacrifice for us on the cross, send down, we pray, your Holy Spirit to bless us and these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread which we break may be for us the communion of the body of Christ, and the cup of blessing which we bless the communion of the blood of Christ, that we, receiving them by faith, may be made partakers of his body and blood with all his benefits, to nourish us and help us grow in grace, to the glory of your most holy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink from it, remember me." the things of God for the people of God. Eat this, the bread of heaven. Drink this, the cup of salvation. The grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for what you have given to us and for what we have shared together at your table. In your great goodness, you have brought us into communion with Christ and with all who love him, and you have made us heirs of your everlasting kingdom. Gracious God, by your grace, help us to continue in this holy fellowship, and may we live our lives to your eternal praise and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Following the benediction, just a reminder that we will sing the doxology, which is found at hymn 807. But before that, we sing a hymn very appropriate for this Mothering Sunday, hymn 182, 182. Now thank we all our God. And serve the Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Praise God from whom all blessings.